Hello, and welcome to show number 2423 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
How emotional can an AI be? Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. All right, moving on. Now, listen here. Who keeps putting socks in the freezer? It's not funny. Those go in the dryer.
That little snippet came from a custom podcast I created from a text file with the service that we're going to talk about today.
Listen Later transforms articles, websites, and other written content into podcasts that you can listen to in your favorite podcast app. Simply email a link or an attachment and hear it read out loud in a natural voice. We'll talk with founder Yalom Gerger to explore how Listen Later can change the way you consume information. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Yalom Gerger.
There is actually a life tip I learned from LinkedIn that I'd like to share. This is the equation of happiness in life. Happiness equals reality minus expectations. This is my equation to live by.
Well, you know, we've heard that from other people, but phrased in other ways. If you set your expectations very high, you're very likely to be disappointed. I think it's a great tip, and it works for all facets of life.
I try to always remember it, because, you know, you got to set your expectations according to reality.
Right.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Yalom.
Hello. I'm Yalom Gerger, the developer behind Listen Later. I've been doing software engineering. I work on the Oracle database and, you know, coding in Java around the Oracle database, built enterprise applications. But recently I had enough. I wanted to do something for consumers, and I had a nice idea, something I wanted to do. And this year I launched Listen Later.
We'll be talking in more detail about Listen Later and the services that it offers, but when did you start this venture? How long has it been around?
Listen Later is very new. I started developing in second half of 2023. I launched the beta around January, and the first few unfortunate users were my beta users. And then I guess it's kind of started to work really well starting March, maybe late April. Late February, I mean. So this year.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is how Listen Later can make it more convenient for us all to absorb information. But first, because we'll be talking about how you can convert something into a podcast, maybe you can explain what a podcast is and what's so great about them.
Podcasts are essentially on-demand listening, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, using an app on your smartphone or your computer. And what's great about them is you can make playlists and multitask while you're doing something else. I often listen to podcasts while I'm exercising. Other people might listen to podcasts while they're gardening. So they're really handy, and there are thousands of podcasts available. Well, we mentioned the name Listen Later in the introduction, and I thought maybe you could tell us a little bit about what the service actually does and what it's for.
Quite simple. Listen Later turns articles into podcasts. You send us a link, and Listen Later's AI narrates it with a human-like voice and adds it to your podcast app.
And this is not necessarily limited to articles. It can be anything you find online with a link, or you can also send it any other kind of document.
Oh, yeah. Regular articles with a link, links of PDFs, links to images if there's text on the image, links in Google Drive or Google Doc links. You can attach a PDF to an email and just send it to Listen Later and it'll process it. Or just, you know, a note, something you typed in a notepad as the extension .txt, it'll process it. So lots of different stuff. Also, obviously, the content of an email. So newsletters work.
And in how many different languages can it do this?
Listen Later uses OpenAI's APIs, the creators of ChatGPT. So whatever language they support, we do too. And there's a lot, many languages. It supports most common languages.
And what gave you the idea to put this app together? What was the motivation?
But the motivation was myself. I walk a lot, and I also drive my kids to school, and the school is not close by, and Istanbul traffic can be very unfriendly, especially, you know, during morning rush hours. And while I walk or drive, I listen to podcasts. I love listening to podcasts. But I also like to read with the kids and with the work. And recently, I didn't have enough time to read. So initially, I tried to, you know, use other apps, reading features, sometimes browsers. I use several browsers, read aloud features. But that's a hassle because I have to keep the tabs open, find the tab, scroll, spot that I want to start reading. It wasn't as smooth as listening to a podcast from my podcast app. And I started looking for an app or something that would do this for me. I found a few services or apps that do that. None really clicked for me. I didn't like the sounds. I didn't like their pricing model. There was always something. I didn't like, for example, I didn't like the way they cleaned up the text. Because, you know, when you send an HTML to these services, that HTML needs to be cleaned up. You can't just play that HTML. It needs to be, you know, processed. Nothing made me happy. So I was like, I waited a year or two, actually, hoping that somebody would do this. No one did. And during September, October 2023, I was like, okay, I guess it's me. So I started implementing it for myself, hoping that it would be useful for others. And so far, so good. People like it.
Well, having your content in an audio format is really a great thing because it enables people to multitask. As you say, you can drive or be running on the creek or something like that, and you can be listening while you're doing something else. The other neat thing about your app is it aggregates all that information in one place in a simple podcast feed. That's really unique.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, there's a few things cool about this service. First of all, you know, like there aren't many services or products for podcast listeners other than podcast apps. Like there are the podcasts and podcast apps. There's nothing else. So this is like another service for podcast listeners. Listen Later doesn't force an app on you. So you can use whatever you like. And it doesn't force you, like unlike social apps, it doesn't force you to be on the Listen Later app. Most apps like use me, look at me, you know, eyeballs or whatever. In that aspect, it's also different. It just makes use of the apps and, you know, communication channels you have. Like, we don't even have an app on the phones, which is pretty cool.
You talked about the ability of Listen Later to clean up the HTML in articles. And I take it by that you mean that you can rip out all of the unwanted ads and the extra junk that comes in many HTML articles, extra menu items and things like that. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I think that's really the difference. What Listen Later does is, first, it cleans the text using software, the regular software. But even regular software doesn't do a great job. I mean, it gets there 80%, 75%, 70%. But for the remaining part, ListenLater uses AI to clean up all the remaining residual elements, residual text from the article. And this was especially useful for scholars. Some scholars use ListenLater to listen to papers. And thanks to a feedback, user feedback from a scholar, ListenLater also cleans all the references from articles. So because, you know, papers have a lot of references at the end, all the parentheses that point to references.
That could be particularly annoying when I'm reading a Wikipedia article, and in the middle of the article, there are all these references and numbers, and it really disrupts my reading.
Yeah, ListenLater should be able to clean them all.
And here is a great example of what ListenLater can do for you in terms of listening to material. I tried to read an article on the web using my JAWS screen reader, and here's how it sounded with JAWS. This clip went on quite a long time.
Rescue in Loveland after person fell 60 feet off a cliff. Cookie preferences button. Same page link skip to content. Main menu navigation region. Open menu of all sections button collapsed. Sign up for newsletters and alerts. Main menu navigation region end. Visited link the Denver Post. List of one items.
And so forth for almost 2 minutes, reading all that extraneous material that I didn't want to hear.
List end. The rope rescue by the Link Loveland Fire Rescue Authority started at 8:30 a.m. near 5400 Glade Road and lasted almost 3 hours. According to a Facebook post, the individual was flown by helicopter to the Medical Center of the Rockies. Keep your finger on the pulse : sign up for our crime report email alerts. Email address editorp00@gmail.com. Sign up button. By signing up, you agree to our Link terms of use, Link privacy policy, and to receive emails from the Denver Post, Larimer County Emergency Services, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office, Larimer County Park Rangers, Thompson Valley EMS and Lifeline 1 assisted in the rescue.
And now here's what it sounds like when it goes through the ListenLater service and you get it posted as your own custom podcast. You can hear that all that extraneous material is gone and the clip is much shorter.
The rope rescue by the Loveland Fire Rescue Authority took nearly 3 hours. Emergency responders rescued a person who fell 60 feet off a cliff in Loveland on Saturday. The rope rescue by the Loveland Fire Rescue Authority started at 8:30 a.m. near 5400 Glade Road and lasted almost 3 hours, according to a Facebook post. The individual was flown by helicopter to the Medical Center of the Rockies. Larimer County Emergency Services, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office, Larimer County Park Rangers, Thompson Valley EMS, and Lifeline 1 assisted in the rescue.
And that only went on for 40 seconds and was much more efficient to read. So this service is not just for people who are visually impaired, which are most of our listeners, but this is for people who are fully sighted also. So it really is an advantage to the wider community.
Yeah. I mean, I did this for everyone. And while developing it, it occurred to me that, you know, hey, this can be helpful for visually impaired people. I mean, I assumed they had something already, but the human-like voices that AI generates is new. It's very new. It's a year old tops, especially the ones from OpenAI.
Well, your voices are really impressive.
I think what's special about the voices that you use is that they're very expressive and they get their emotive expressiveness from the content of what they're reading. So for example, you know, when I first started using speech synthesizers in the early 80s, you could barely understand them. Now they're really pretty good, but they don't have their emotions follow the content of what they're reading. They just kind of read things in a flat tone, and this is the way we read it, and this is the way it sounds, and that's it.
Indeed, very monotone, usually.
Your voices are much nicer than those ones.
Thank you. There's also an HD mode, again, a feature from OpenAI that I enabled in ListenLater. Especially if you turn the HD mode, the voice is even more expressive. If you like expressiveness, I believe you'll like the HD mode.
So people should try out that HD mode.
I think so. I mean, the difference is subtle, but noticeable.
So walk us through the process. If someone has some content that they want to have put into their podcast in audio format, they go through your service. How does it all work?
Okay. So first, you create an account. You enter, you register with an email you use, like something that you can use to send email with. And then you get a link. In the link, that's your, when you sign in, and first screen shows you podcast feed link. This is your personal Listen Later podcast feed. And the user should add that to his or her podcast app. There's a button right under it. If that's tapped or clicked, Listen Later can open the podcast app if it's one of the commonly used ones. So the whole thing is hopefully automated for most people. And once you say, okay, this is my, let's say it's Apple Podcasts, very common. So when you select your podcast app, yeah, I use Apple Podcasts, you click it, then Listen Later opens the podcast app, adds the podcast feed automatically to the app. And then that's the setup. The next thing you should do to send content to be transformed, and that's via email. You send it mostly via email. There are a couple of ways. There are a few ways, but the most commonly used one is email. So you simply email a link to stave@listenlater.me, and you send it from the email address you registered with, and that's it. And you wait a few minutes, and the new podcast episode should show up in your feed in a few minutes.
Sounds like an easy way to make a podcast.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Everybody knows how to send an email. They don't need to learn another app and how to use it. But if they prefer, I've also built a Chrome browser extension for desktops. And there is a bookmarklet that you can use in Safari or any other browser.
It's almost hard to believe how easy it is to use the Listen Later service. So let me show you how simple it really is by giving you a quick demo. So right now I'm on my Windows PC using JAWS, and I'm in the web page for the news article about the rescue of the person who fell off the mountain.
Rescue in Loveland after a person fell 60 feet off a cliff.
And now I'll hit F6 to get to the address field.
F6, address and search bar edit, https://w.
And I'll copy that.
Copied.
I'll now Alt-Tab to Outlook.
Inbox.
And I'll create a new Outlook message.
Control-N, untitled-message.
And I'll send it to my custom Listen Later URL for the podcast.
Listen Later left paren listen later dash woof dhh6uez ccs bcc edit. Subject edit.
And I'll make the subject
news article.
News article. And I'll paste in the URL.
Pasted.
And I'll send it.
Alt-S, inbox.
And it's that simple. Now back on my iPhone, I'll open my podcast app, which is Downcast. That's the podcast app I use. Hey Siri, open Downcast.
Downcast.
And I'm in my podcast app now, and I'll flick through my podcast to which I'm subscribed.
Podcasts, Unplayed, The Blind Podmaker, What the Dark Room, One Unplayed, Eyes on Success with hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy, One Unplayed.
There's our Eyes on Success podcast.
Lex Fridman podcast, Listen Later podcast, One Unplayed.
There's the Listen Later podcast. I'll activate it.
This is a podcast created with listenlater.net.
And I'll swipe down to the news article.
Hello from Listen Later. Text prompt used to several AI descriptions of a rescue in Loveland after a person fell 60 feet off a cliff.
And there is the podcast that I just created. So let's activate it and see what happens.
The Listen rope rescue podcast by the Loveland Fire Rescue Authority took nearly 3 hours. Emergency responders rescued a person who fell 60 feet off a cliff in Loveland on Saturday. The rope rescue by the Loveland Fire Rescue Authority started at 8:30 a.m. near 5400 Glade Road.
And there you go. It's that simple.
I understand that your funding model is you charge a very small amount per word, but you also give people a free trial if they want to check it out?
Yes. So everybody gets $2 worth of free credits. The way Listen Later prices the conversion is basically the longer your article is, the more it costs. But in my humble opinion, the service is pretty cheap. Like the regular blog post would cost like 20, 25 cents.
With this service being available in so many different languages, you're hoping to attract a multinational user base. I assume you've got some mechanism for accepting money from different countries.
Yes, that's definitely the case. Anybody who likes podcasts, who uses podcasts, can use this. And currently, I use Stripe for credit cards, so it's internationally accepted. Also, I accept Bitcoin via Bitcoin Lightning. So if anyone is into Bitcoin and Bitcoin Lightning, Listen Later is one of the few websites that accepts Bitcoin Lightning payments.
I also want to applaud you on your website, although this service isn't geared primarily to people who are blind and visually impaired. You have a very clean and accessible website that's easy to use without a lot of junk around, and you can easily find what you want and work with the elements in the UI that you need to. So good job.
That's great. Thank you. That makes me happy. Actually, one of my first users, Sabahattin, actually, he was from Turkey as well. Totally coincidence. And he calls himself Sabi. So Sabi asked me a lot of questions. We exchanged a few emails. As it turns out, I didn't know initially, but he has no sight. And I asked him, Sabi, how is this site? Can you navigate? Is there anything I need to do? And he said, you know what? Surprisingly good. He helped me a little bit with a few quirks here and there. And I think there's still some work to do, but I'm happy that you think that it's accessible.
So you have a really cute logo, which is actually representative of what you do. Can you describe it?
Thank you.
Yalom actually went on to answer that question, but instead of hearing his response, here is an AI-generated description that we passed through the Listen Later service.
Reading the email from Claude. Several AI descriptions of the Listen Later logo. The image depicts a simple logo or icon design against a peach or light orange background. The central element is a stylized microphone symbol, rendered in black. The microphone has a play button icon incorporated into its body, suggesting an audio or podcast-related service or application. Surrounding the microphone are curved lines resembling sound waves or audio visualizations. Below the icon is the text Listen Later in a bold sans-serif font, also in black. The overall design has a minimalist and modern aesthetic, likely representing a platform or app for listening to audio content like podcasts or recorded audio at a later time or on demand.
So what is next for Listen Later?
Well, there's 5 to 10 features that I want to do, and maybe, you know, make the extensions a little bit more friendly, maybe through more extensions for other browsers. But other than that, the system works well. Listen Later works well. It's not feature complete, but it's pretty good.
Well, basically, the service seems to work very well the way it is now. And, you know, often sometimes apps and programs can suffer from what I call feature bloat. They get so many features that it makes the app or program more complex and difficult to use. So sometimes it's a good thing to just have an application do what it purports to do and do it well.
I agree. And this is what I'm going for. You know, this later does one thing, does it well. There are a few buttons on the settings page that you can adjust with, and actually some of which you shouldn't touch at all. but they are there anyway, because people ask for them. But that's it. I imagine it to be a service that is, you know, invisible behind the scenes. You kind of take it for granted. And you think that's like a normal thing that you send an email and it comes back as a podcast and you don't even think about it. Is it like a separate thing you do? Like, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. I want it to be unlike them and something that's in the background, just you just assume that it exists.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Listen Later, how to contact them, and how you can try it out.
Well, Yalom, if people want to learn more about Listen Later or check it out, where would you direct them?
ListenLater.net is our website. So they should go to ListenLater.net and, you know, register, and off they go. And if anyone, you know, finds us through this podcast, I'd appreciate it if they, you know, send me an email or submit a message through the support form on the website that they can see after they sign in. And I'd be happy to give them 50% upgrade on their initial purchase.
It's very kind. Thank you.
And if people had questions, is there a support email?
Oh, yeah. Contact@listenlater.net.
I know we just heard all of your comments about social media, but do you have a social media presence?
On Twitter, what's now X, is @listenlater2024.
And one more time, here's the little tune that Listen Later puts at the end of each podcast so that you know when you've come to the end of one and you're about to start the next.
As usual, you can click on the show notes for this episode, which is 2423, to find all of that contact information in case you missed it in the audio.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Guiding Emily series of books and now a movie, too. These books and movie tell the story of a young woman who is suddenly blinded and adjusts to life, coping with divorce, pressures of a professional career, family relations, learning to use a guide dog, and more. We'll talk with author Barbara Hinsky about the inspiration for the series and how the first book in the series has been turned into a movie.
Thanks for joining us this week, and we hope to catch you again next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.